Signs to stop the sex texts are popping up around Milwaukee.
It's hard to get teens' attention to a message where you're telling them not to do something. So you need to be provocative. You need to be surprising.
That's why Gary Miller of the nonprofit group Serve Marketing came up with the idea of a condom over a cell phone to make teens think before they text.
They know a condom represents safe sex, so thought it was a quick way to grab their attention and then give them the message that you need to practice safe text in this case.
Miller says another goal of the United Way-sponsored campaign is to engage parents who are all too often apprehensive in talking to their kids about the activity.
We need parents to be upset enough about this that it forces a conversation with their kids.
A recent study from the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy says one out of every five are texting, but Miller conducted focus groups in which about half of the teens admitted to sending or receiving nude texts. Why are kids doing it? Bradford Brown, professor of educational psychology and human development at UW-Madison, says this is where communication has progressed for youths.
This is just the way that they talk to each other as an extension of how you and I talk to each other. And sharing photos, sharing stories and so on is just part of the normal source of conversation.
These differ from school pranks of the past.
Like the good old days, we would post a picture on somebody's locker, and once that picture got ripped off and thrown away, it was gone. Well, posting on the internet doesn't work that way. It's there forever.
Also, teens, he says, are usually not thinking about long-term consequences.
They're much more likely to get interested in something or angry about something and do it without the sort of brain controls that are going to come in a few years to think through these actions before they take them.
Brown adds society is becoming more sexualized with material on the internet and TV is also likely a factor in this type of activity. Several incidents in the area have involved high schoolers sending nude photos of themselves and facing legal consequences, including possible child porn charges. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.